So now they take their show up to Minneapolis, where they face the number one total defense, the number one scoring defense.
Mike Zimmer, baby.
The number one defense when it comes to allowing the fewest big plays, which is a pass over 20 yards and a run over 10 yards. Different ball game this time around, LT.
Yeah, different ball game. Everything's going to be a little bit tighter, and they're going to have to get the run game going. They're not going to be able to just rely on Drew Brees throwing the ball down the field and scoring points through the passing game. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to control the clock some and try to wear down that Minnesota Vikings defense.
Both defenses are very opportunistic. What it comes down to, and this is where the Saints have the advantage, quarterback play. You know what Drew Brees is going to bring to the table. You already know. We don't know what Minnesota's going to do. We don't know offensively how they're going to act. We know defensively what they're going to do and how dominant they'll be. But offensively, it's a little sketchy still because we don't really know how that pressure will mount when pressure's upon them.
You're talking about Case Keenum here.
Yes, we don't know. But this is like you lose, you go home. Yep. This is it. This is it. It's no room for error. And when you look at these games, except for the one yesterday in Minnesota, oftentimes the quarterback that plays the best game and the most consistent is the guy that propels his team to the next level.
So you like Drew Brees against them?
I ain't saying all that. I'm not weighed in yet because I love, you know, Zim. Zim is my guy. Former coach, he's my guy, and he knows what he's doing. But Sean Payton is an offensive genius. And it comes down to those two guys, a defensive guy in Mack Zimmer versus Sean Payton, an offensive guy. I can't wait to see the matchups.
Once again, this is the eighth time in the Super Bowl era, as I throw my cards all over the place, that the team that's hosting the Super Bowl has made it to the divisional round. They've never made it past that point. So we'll see whether or not the Vikings can get it done.